Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Grab Holdings Limited, ticker Grab, the Southeast Asian super app giant. If you're curious about whether this stock is a buy, hold, or sell, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to valuations and more. Let's get started. So, what's the big picture with Grab? If you're not familiar, Grab is often called the Uber of Southeast Asia. But it's way more than just a ride-hailing service. This company offers a super app that integrates mobility, delivery, financial services, and enterprise solutions across 8 countries in the region. We're talking Cambodia, Indonesia, Malaysia, and more, with a massive user base. Headquartered in Singapore, Grab has been making waves in a high-growth market, but it's also faced its fair share of challenges. Today, we'll unpack all of that and see if it's a solid investment for your portfolio. Let's start with a quick look at who Grab is. Founded in 2012, Grab Holdings Limited has grown into a powerhouse in Southeast Asia, serving millions with its mobile app. They've got over 11,000 employees and operate in a region with a young, tech-savvy population. Their business model is diversified. Think ride-hailing under mobility, food and parcel delivery under deliveries, and a growing financial services arm with digital payments and loans. Led by CEO Anthony Tan, Grab is positioned in the tech sector, specifically in the software application industry. It's a fascinating setup, but diversification doesn't always mean smooth sailing, so let's dig into the numbers. Now let's talk revenue. Grab has shown impressive top-line growth in recent years. In 2025, their full-year revenue hit $3.37 billion, a significant jump from $2.8 billion in 2024 and $2.36 billion in 2023. Breaking it down by segment for 2025, mobility brought in $1.22 billion, deliveries led with $1.8 billion, and financial services contributed $347 million. Geographically, Malaysia was the biggest contributor at $1.4 billion, followed by Singapore at $727 million and Indonesia at $715 million. This spread shows Grab's deep penetration across key markets, but it also highlights reliance on a few core regions. The growth in deliveries is particularly exciting, up big year over year, reflecting the region's booming demand for on-demand services. Still, can they keep this pace up? That's the question. Moving on to earnings, Grab's story gets interesting. For 2025, they reported a net income of $268 million, a huge turnaround from a loss of $105 million in 2024 and a deeper loss of $434 million in 2023. Earnings per share for 2025 came in at 27 cents compared to negative 3 cents the prior year. This shift to profitability is a major milestone, especially after years of heavy losses as they invested in growth. Their gross profit margin sits at a healthy 43.2%. And operating income turned positive at $202 million in 2025. These are strong signals, but profitability is fresh for Grab, and sustaining it in a competitive market will be key. Let's take a closer look at what management had to say during their Q4 2024 earnings call. Grab reported their strongest quarter ever to close out the year, with significant growth across all segments. They highlighted robust demand in mobility and deliveries, while financial services saw an expanding loan portfolio. Management emphasized their focus on operational efficiency, which helped drive margins higher. They also pointed to strategic partnerships and product innovation as drivers for 2025, expressing confidence in continued growth. It's clear they're optimistic, and with a $500 million share buyback program announced, they're signaling belief in the stock's value. But of course, execution is everything, so we'll keep an eye on how these plans play out. Diving into the financial statements, Grab's balance sheet offers a mixed picture. As of 2025, they had $3.43 billion in cash and cash equivalents, up from $2.96 billion in 2024, which is a solid liquidity position. Total assets stood at $11.98 billion, with total liabilities at $5.23 billion, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.31. Manageable, but not negligible. Their current ratio of 1.75 suggests they can cover short-term obligations comfortably. On the cash flow side, operating cash flow was positive at $231 million in 2025, a big improvement from prior years, and free cash flow came in at $134 million. However, retained earnings are still deeply negative at $17.47 billion due to historical losses. They've got room to grow, but cleaning up that equity picture will take time. Now let's talk valuation. Grab's current market cap is around $15.45 billion, with a price-to-sales ratio of 4.96 and a price-to-earnings ratio of 64.47 based on trailing 12 months. That PE is high, reflecting the market's expectation of future growth rather than current earnings. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts peg 2026 at 39.91, dropping to 27.44 for 2027, and even lower to 15.14 by 2028. This suggests the stock could become more reasonably valued if earnings growth keeps up. Compared to the software application industry average PE of around 65, Grab isn't wildly overpriced, but it's not a bargain either. Enterprise value sits at $15.35 billion, factoring in debt, which is another lens to consider. The valuation story here is growth-driven, but it comes with risk if they stumble. Let's break down Grab's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their Q4 2024 performance was a standout, showing they can achieve profitability while scaling. Their diversified business model across mobility, deliveries, and financial services gives them multiple revenue streams, and their geographic footprint in Southeast Asia is a massive advantage in a high-growth region. On the flip side, weaknesses include a history of heavy losses. Those retained earnings are a reminder of past struggles, and reliance on a few key markets for revenue. Opportunities are exciting. Fintech and advertising could be the next big growth drivers, especially with digital adoption soaring in the region. But threats loom large. Intense competition from players like Gojek, regulatory hurdles, and macroeconomic volatility could derail progress. It's a balanced picture, and investors need to weigh these carefully. Looking at recent performance, Grab's stock price closed at $3.89 recently, but it's been a rough ride. Over the past week, it's up 3.3%, which is a nice bump, but zoom out and you'll see a 2.88% drop over the past month, a 12.05% decline over 3 months, and a staggering 67.89% loss over 5 years. Compared to the broader technology sector, which is up 6.26% over 3 months and 28.29% over 5 years, Grab is underperforming significantly. On the chart, we're seeing some short-term consolidation, but there's no clear breakout yet. If you're a technical trader, watch for resistance around $4. If it breaks, that could signal momentum. For long-term investors, though, this volatility underscores the risk. Now, let's dive into intrinsic value to see if Grab is over or undervalued. Using a discounted cash flow approach with standard assumptions like a 10% discount rate and a 3% terminal growth rate over a 5-year projection, we can estimate what the stock might be worth based on future cash flows. Grab's recent shift to positive free cash flow at $134 million in 2025 gives us something to work with, though their history of negative cash flow means we need to be conservative with growth projections. Based on the DCF model, the intrinsic value comes out to around 285 cents per share compared to the current price of 389 cents. This suggests Grab might be overvalued by about 36% at current levels. Keep in mind, this is based on conservative estimates, and if Grab accelerates growth in fintech or deliveries, the upside could be higher. Still, at today's price, the margin of safety looks thin for value investors. So what's the verdict on Grab Holdings? Here's my take. Grab is a high-growth story with real potential in Southeast Asia's booming markets. Their recent profitability and diversified revenue streams are big positives, and management seems confident with buybacks and strategic moves like the Foodpanda acquisition. However, the stock's valuation feels stretched compared to intrinsic value, and their long-term underperformance against the sector is a red flag. Competition and regulatory risks aren't going away either. For me, Grab is a speculative buy, great for growth investors willing to stomach volatility, but cautious value investors might want to wait for a better entry point. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.